Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's going on? What's poppin'? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. What's good? So listen, I'm going to tell you how you can get a woman obsessed with you. How you get a girl to really, really be feeling you, all right? So
what's going on, everybody? www.themanmindset.com. It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. You know what, guys? What I want to talk to you guys today about is attraction. And the thing for a lot of you guys is that you think you get a pass straight to attraction when you meet a woman. That's not going to happen. In order to do that, guys, you have to make sure you get curiosity.
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Welcome to the Dating Advice Hour with your hosts, Mr. Locario and Steve the Dean Williams. This show will teach you how to keep conversations going, how to be more attractive, more confident, more masculine, how to be better at knowing what to say to a woman and have a more satisfied dating and sex life. Mr. Locario is the bad boy of the dating game. Badboymembership.com is where you can go to step up your game, as Mr. Locario provides you with detailed step-by-step dating advice, audio-video tutorials every month. Steve the Dean Williams has been teaching men about dating, sex, and manhood for over 25 years, from building yourself to having the perfect marriage. His website is www.themanmindset.com. The call-in number is 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. Take it away, guys.
All right, what's going on, y'all? Triple W Dot. This is the Man Mindset. It's the Dating Hour. Shem say the Dating Hour. Wait, this is not the Dating. This is not the Man Mindset. It's the Dating Hour. Oh, with my boy, Mr. Locario. Locario, what's good with you, man? What's up with you, brother? Talk to me.
What's poppin'? What's good, man? How's life?
Life is good. Well, life is interesting, but you know, it's another day, another dollar, I guess, man. So why don't you holler at him, tell him about yourself real quick, man.
Yeah. So guys, you know, always remember, go to badboymembership.com. That's where you get 45 through 90 minute audio and video dating advice tutorials every month. So that's the spot right there. Also, hit me up at MrLocario.com and check me out at MrLocario@gmail.com if you need to send me emails and all that. You feel me?
Absolutely. If you want to holler at me, you can go to themanmindset@gmail.com or go to the Man Mindset. Guys, don't forget, we got a show with Rosebud tonight. And also later on tonight, we're going to be doing the Halloween game, me searching for places for you to go meet women if y'all do everything we showed y'all do. Anyway, so we're here to read emails and stuff like that. And if y'all want to call in, the number is 515-605-9373. Come on in. So who's up first, Mr. Locario?
You go up first.
All right, I'll go first. All right. Steve, so basically I have this girl that I've been dating for a month. Everything went well. Dates lasted hours. She invited me to meet her once at her place. We've been sending texts to each other more and more and more as we dated. Let me see here. Anyway, I asked her out on a third/fourth date via text message. But she was going out of town for the weekend and said something along with, how about this day then? She said she didn't know her times yet, then instantly followed up with, let's just see if we can play around with the timing. I pulled back at this point for about a week after the text reduced. She sent me two to three texts during the week, and when I responded, she answered, she sent texts out. This is the first time since we started dating that there's been a lull in conversations. Still around the end of the week, I decided to strike up the flame just to keep a random text goofy about what I was doing. I sent one more the following day to ask how she was. At this point, she answered. I got several messages about her week. Then 2 hours later, she sent me some more texts. So I'm almost done, dog. So I sent the reply later on again and being goofy and bullshitting with her. However, it's now been 3 days and I've not heard a reply from her. This is highly unusual. She's never shut me down like this. Okay, this is the question. I'm sorry, this is the question. Am I being tested? to see if I respond, if she's ignoring me, has she lost interest in me? If she does text me, why would she text me now? Or is she just doing a pull push trick to get me more interested in her? What should I do here, Mr. Lucario?
Oh man, I know. See, this is the thing with you guys and the texting and the stuff. It's like, you know, a lot of times what you got to do mostly is just text the chick to set dates. That's mostly what you need to do, really. You understand what I'm saying? So a lot of times when it's this like back and forth type of shit where you're going back and forth texting her a bunch of nothing, you know what I'm saying? That she's texting you back or she's not texting you back, and if you're trying to text her again a few days later doing all this other stuff, you're not really controlling the direction of where things need to go. So all you need to do really is hit her up and say, yo, when are you free? Let's get together. She's like, oh, I'm not sure. I'm going out of town, this and this and that. Okay, cool. Listen, hit me back, you know, when you figure out your schedule. You understand? And then if a week goes by, you don't hear from her, right? You hit her up again one more time. You say, yo, what's good? When are you free? Let's get together. And if she's still bullshitting, you know what I'm saying, you just keep it moving. So the thing is, a lot of you guys are making it too complicated. See, the thing is, you want to deal with a chick who has, like, 100% interest in you. She has that interest in you. She's going to find a way to actually, you know, make shit happen. You understand? She's going to find a way to see you. So even if she's going out of town, even if something's going down, she's going to be responding to you saying, oh, well, I'm going to be out of town, but, you know, I'm going to come back Monday, so let's do Monday. Or, you know, I'm going to do this, so let's do Wednesday. Whatever it is, she's going to try to participate with it. The fact that she's not doing it is showing that she doesn't really have that much interest. And the fact that you're not telling her or orchestrating a situation for that conversation to happen is showing that you don't know what you're doing to move the situation along. So that's the thing. You have to make sure that every time when you're texting a girl, you're texting her with some sort of purpose. You know what I'm saying? All this stuff you're talking about, oh, I'm just saying some goofy stuff or whatever. No. What's the purpose of you texting her? You understand? And so there has to be that purpose so she has something to follow, so she has a direction to go in. You feel what I'm saying? But Steve, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm going to take it another direction because what I see here, I see a lot of problems, Mr. Lucario. First off, the thing that I see first is that if y'all been quote unquote dating a month, Mr. Lucario, and this is all you've been getting in a month, then the problem is mostly the guy here. See, the thing with a lot of guys, and I've been trying to push this because Lucario, I know you can probably laugh, but you know, oh boy, I write erotic poetry and shit, right? You know, to try to show guys how they got to pull passion out of women and show their mouthpieces and stuff. And what you can see in this scenario right here is a guy that doesn't know what he's doing. See, guys don't understand something. Just because you have a girlfriend, just because you have someone that you live with or you're married to somebody, a lot of guys feel like they're safe, Mr. Lucario, where, okay, well, she's my girlfriend or she's my wife or we're living together, so I don't have to do anything. I'm good. I got her body at home, but where's her mind, Mr. Lucario? You know what I mean? Because having her body at home is one thing, but if her mind is not at the same place, then you lose. And this is a case in point right here. This guy right here has a girlfriend, but he's playing childish games with her. He's not leading her. He's not being assertive. He's not being a man, but he's also not being passionate. He's not playing with that pussy in her mind. He's not making her feel sexy. He's not making her feel wanted. He's not doing any of those things. So remember, Mr. I know you know this, but those who are listening, whatever you're not doing, she's going to look somewhere else for somebody to fill those voids, Mr. Lucario. So the problem is not, I don't think he's being tested. I think he's losing to somebody else who has got her interest now because he had a month. All right. I mean, that's way more than we can give him, but he had a month, Mr. Lucario. And in that month, what did he do? He's like asking around on a third or fourth date on the text. What happened to picking up a phone? What happened to doing it on video or something? What happened to being, you know, and being assertive and saying, all right, look, this is what's going to happen. This is what we're going to do. But you can see in there that he doesn't know what he's doing, and he expects, because they're dating, that she should be on his narrative. What's your take on that, brother?
Right. That, and see, that's the thing, man. Like, you know, these dudes, they always think that the game ends when they think they got the girl, or, you know what I'm saying? So I think a lot of times, like, guys need to always remember that they still need to be on point at all times. You know what I'm saying? No matter which girl is dealing with, no matter what's going on in the situation, you know, they got to still be on point. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And as long as you're on point, a lot of times things are going to go in the direction you want it to go. You know what I mean? So yeah. I would say for him, he needs to figure out what he's trying to do with each chick he's dealing with, and really just be on point with what he's trying to do in the moment when he's dealing with the girls, instead of, like, you know, doing things just for whatever to try to figure out, oh, is she testing me? Is she doing? No, forget all of that. What do you try to do and do that? You see what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's what you need to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I just think he lost the moment. I think that, and a lot of guys don't understand that. A lot of guys think that they win just because the girl hugs him or kisses him. Don't get me wrong, you win a small battle, but that's not the war. Women want men that can be hard, assertive leaders on the front end, but on the back end, they still want half hard, half tender, half passionate, half romantic, half seductive, half dirty, half sexual, half naughty. You know, they want these things. And again, just because her body is there in your house doesn't mean her mind is there with you. And if you can't have both those things, you're going to lose, because if her mind's somewhere else, believe me, when her body's not at your house, her body's going to be where her mind is thinking, and that's with that other guy, Licario.
Right. Real shit. Real shit. Man, all right, so let me get to this email real quick. All right, so this one says, I'm trying to get over my approach anxiety, but nothing seems to be working. Every time I approach a girl, I get nervous and don't know what to say, and the moment seems awkward because she isn't really saying anything in the conversation, so usually I just end it. The other day, I was on the subway, and I sat next to this girl, and it took me a few minutes to muster up the courage to say anything. When I finally did try to talk to her, she just ignored me and put her headphones in her ear. It's things like this that make me upset and make it difficult for me to approach women. What should I do to solve this? What's your thoughts on that, man?
Well, I can tell you where the problem is, because the first thing should have been, Miss Licario, you know, I'm a member of the Bad Boy membership, and this is my problem. No, I mean, I'm a member of the Man Minds. That's the problem. That's the number one problem, because a lot of these guys think they can do it on their own. But now, again, this, I'm not trying to be mean here. Let's just be honest here. What is it about you that's so special that she will not put her earphones back in her ear, number one? But, and the thing is, Mr. Licario, a lot of these guys don't know what to do next. I feel like a lot of guys are not trying to connect this dot. The reason you have your anxieties and your lack of confidence is because, number one, you've never been in a situation where you win. Number two, you don't even know what to do if you had the opportunity. Because if he had the opportunity, his opportunity would be him walking on eggshells, kissing her ass, running behind her, begging for her time. Licario. The bottom line is this, and I've always said this, Licario. Whatever you put in front of you, you worship. Bottom line. And the fact that he's worshiping women and not worshiping himself first is that he is putting a woman on a pedestal, because you're fearing a stranger. You're fearing a stranger. And if you fear the stranger, what are you going to do if you exchange information? Then you're going to fear, what am I going to say in my text? Then it's going to roll into fear, what am I going to do on the first date? Then it's going to be fear, when am I going to make the first? And by that time, she's done with you. And
right.
that's what a lot of guys try to do. And they did, last thing I want to say, they do the worst thing, and that is try to cheat the game. You can only go to your level as far as it goes to women. And the reason you have the anxieties and the fears is because you don't know what you don't know. You don't, your mindset is the world is flat. So every woman that you see from this point on, until you get the proper help, he's just going to go through the same things, man. What's your take on that, brother?
And you know, what's interesting is that I think what guys forget is that, women are so used to men approaching them all the time. And so the reason why I say that is because you have to understand that women sort of know how to filter out who is the type of guy who is, you know, used to approaching women, guys who are comfortable around women, guys who are confident around women. They can tell those guys versus the guys who are nervous, the guys who are scared, the guys who seem like they're not sure of themselves. They can tell the difference between those type of guys. So what happens is that a lot of times when you come around a girl and you're real nervous and you're scared to do something or whatever, she already writes you off because she can tell you're that guy. So it's kind of like, I'm just going to either ignore him. I'm going to walk away. I'm going to just like done with it. Cause I'm like, what would be the point of her engaging in that conversation or dealing with you when she can already see that you're not comfortable with yourself? And this is why it's important for you to be comfortable with yourself, for you to be confident, for you to, understand how to talk to women. Now, a lot of times, you know, when you're out here talking to girls and interacting with them, you might still have that approach anxiety here and there. But the thing is, you have to get used to approaching and talking to women and doing what you need to do so that when you approach them and interact with them, you become that dude who's more confident. You become that dude who's more, who can interact with a chick and know how to do those things. Because she's going to be way more receptive to you versus if you're not that guy. Because if you're not that guy, it's almost like an automatic rejection just like that. Because she sees like, okay, this guy's going to be a waste of time. This guy's not confident. I'm not going to want to get with him because he's already nervous just to talk to me. So what else would really, just like you said, Steve, it's like, what else are you going to really do later on when other things arise? You're not going to know how to do anything. You're not going to know what's the next step. You're not going to be able to maintain the situation when you're dealing with her. And the thing is, you got to understand is that, again, women are getting approached, talked to, hit up online every 5 minutes all the time. So the thing is, a woman is always looking for the best situation. And so when you're interacting with her and you're so nervous and you're all like scared and you're looking down when you're talking to her and you're fumbling over your words, she's like, okay, this guy's not the best option. You feel what I'm saying? I already know he's not the best option, so I'm not even going to bother. So, again, this is why it's very important for you to get on point with your verbal communication skills, get on point with your inner game, all these other things that's going to help you out in the long run. Because if you don't, you understand you're going to continue to have these situations, and then also you're going to continue to have that anxiety and everything's going to be like a cycle because you're going to approach women. Things aren't going to go the way you want it to, then you're going to be even more anxious the next time because of how things happened the last time. You see what I mean? So you got to make sure you get on that cycle of just really going out there and making it happen. So you got to definitely, like, step up your game with it. You feel me?
Yeah. I think a lot of guys don't understand, like you said, she gets approached by hundreds of guys before you even come into her life. And she's going to be approached by hundreds of guys afterwards. The question is what are you going to do to have impact on that conversation? The problem with this guy is if he did get the woman, Mr. Lucario, he would buy in the relationship, meaning he would try to, you know, if he met her at a club, let me buy you a drink. If he got her number, they exchange information, let me take you out to dinner. What can I do to put you on a pedestal? And this is where these guys go. And the lack of confidence also comes in the lack of the physical, the sex part. A lot of guys don't know what to do in the bedroom, Mr. Locario. A lot of guys don't know how to kiss. They don't know how to make out. They don't know how to, man, they don't even know how to talk. Like I say, they don't even, okay, Here's what they don't understand. I'm going to use you as an example. You, Mr. Licario, the way you meet a woman is the same way you would text her, the same way you'd be on the phone, the same way you would be on video, the same way if you were one-on-one with her, you in her ear talking yakking, you know, talking that yak in her ear. Same way if you were smashing, you'd be that same guy. So you are what we call, you're going in one motion. You're going one way. That's what we're trying to tell these guys. Well, most of these guys are all over the map. So, I mean, they don't know how to, they go on YouTube. And the funny thing about it is they go on YouTube to try to learn how to do one thing. And then they think that one thing is going to help them get women when the core of them is off. You know what I mean, Mr. Licario? They're off on their core on the inside. But what they have been taught is to use outer things to pull women in. The cars, the money, the clothes, you know, the fame or whatever they have to pull them in. And that's not really going to get them where they want to go. So unfortunately for guys like that, who I feel bad for, is that they're always going to have that until they draw a line in the sand and say, okay, I need proper help. What do I need to do to begin the steps of getting over this anxiety? And at the same time, I've got to learn how to talk to women. I've got to learn how to text women. I've got to learn what to do on the first date. I've got to learn how to kiss. I've got to learn how to make out. I've got to learn how to even know how to make all the – there's a million things that you must learn how to do, because just getting over the anxiety, Mr. Licario, is not the end. It is only the beginning. What's your take on that, man?
Facts. And that's the part that a lot of dudes really don't understand. And this is why we tell you guys, like, you got to get coaching. This is why we do this stuff. Because they think, I think what it is that, because I always get this comment from some person that's always like, oh, what's the point of all of this? And, you know, guys should already know this. And, you know, what's the point of learning all this stuff? And it's like, look, a lot of times what happens is that dudes, they think they know until they realize they don't know. You feel what I'm saying? They get into a situation where, for example, you approach a girl, you get her number. You feel what I'm saying? And then you like, or you give her your number, whatever, and then you try to set up a date. Then you get on the date, and then you're on the date, and the girl is like kind of like not as talkative, and you don't know how to create a conversation to make the shit go the way it needs to go. And let's say you do know how to create that conversation. Okay, fine. Now, let's say you're doing that. How do you get it from that to her actually, you know, wanting to get sexual with you? You understand? Then let's say you do get sexual with her. Now, how do you get it from there to, let's say you like this girl? How do you get it for where she's continuously interested in you to keep seeing? So there's all these, everything is always the next step. Mm-hmm. So the thing is, when you learn the game, when you learn how to do this, you get more well-rounded. And there's a lot of things that you learn so that you can, like, be a more well-rounded dude in the game. So, like you were saying, it's not just about the approach anxiety, because after you get over your approach anxiety, now that you're approached, now what? You understand when you get to the next step. And so there's always all these different steps that you need to take in order to get from point A to point B to point C to point D, so that overall you know how to make something happen. You see what I mean? And that's what dudes got to understand. You understand?
Yeah, well, this is where I think a lot of guys complain a lot. You know what I mean? Where they're so frustrated with themselves, but they're kind of like frustrated with women, Mr. Licario, because they're like, you know, they think it's their God-given right to have a woman like them, when honestly, there's nothing that they can offer. Remember, I don't think they understand. You take a beautiful woman, she is getting hit on all day. Right. When she steps out her door, guys, she's getting hit on. When she goes grocery shopping, she's getting hit on. When she goes for gas, lunch, when she walks out, she is getting hit on constantly. So the question is, are you impactful? And a lot of guys don't know how to do that, man. So, you know, it is. And the guys, y'all want to call in, 515-605-9373 is the number. That's 515-605-9373 is the number. Here you go, Mr. Licario. How do I ask a girl that I met online to meet up with me? I met this girl online and we've been chatting ever since. We've already seen each other over Skype calls, so I can say that she's not catfishing me. Also did some search on our love son. What the fuck? Are you just saying that she's legit? Okay. So she's real. She's the real deal.
Mm.
Now that I've really confirmed that she actually exists, I'm wondering how can I ask her to meet up? The problem is we don't live in the same state. My plan is to fly over to the East Coast to see her, but I don't know how to tell her without sounding creepy. Help me, please.
Man, so, okay, first of all, his first mistake was chatting with some chick that's far away from him. You know what I'm saying? Because now that's going to be a issue even to get that going. You know, and if you're going to do that type of shit, it would be something to the effect of if you were actually taking a trip over there anyway, you understand? And then you can, like, just hook up with her because you're already going to be there, period. But you shouldn't be flying out to see some shit, or you shouldn't be flying out just for her. The thing is, I would tell her, to, if anything, to fly out to come see you. You see what I'm saying? Like, don't be going all the way out there for no chick. You want to see how interested she is in you, how much she's going to cooperate with what you're doing in this situation. You see what I mean? But just in general, what I would tell him is to stick to women he has locally if he's doing an online thing. You feel what I'm saying? And only get chicks outside of your local environment if you were actually taking a trip out there for whatever type of business you were going to be doing anyway. But I would suggest to him, do not fly out to go see this woman at all, period. I don't care how cool she is. I don't care how much she says she likes you, none of that shit. If she likes you that much, tell her to fly out to see you. You understand? Once she does that, then you could probably, the next time, fly out to see her if you want to do that. But you want to get her to first do the things for you first. You understand? Don't go out there for her, because you'll go all the way out there, you'll get there, and she will actually fucking flake on you and do some other goofy shit. So you don't want none of that to happen. But Steve, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, I really think that, and it may sound crazy, and it doesn't sound crazy to guys like us, but I really think that you should have, I mean, every guy that is listening to your shows and my shows and everybody that's involved in real man shit,
right,
should have at least minimum 15, 20. I'm saying minimum. I mean, if you have no minimum, because, I mean, let's look at it. We got 50 states. We got countries outside the U.S. You got your city. You got other. You got your state. You got your city. You got. Okay. I'm trying to get back to that. I'm sorry. I was listening to what you were saying, but I just throwing. But look. Yeah, let me tell you what his problem is. His problem is that, again, I always believe within the first few conversations I'm having with a woman, I'm setting things up, dog. Mm-hmm. Bottom line, man. I'm not sitting around and wasting my fucking time, number one. You know what I mean? But what guys don't understand, and this is a shocker, I think you mentioned a little bit about this, Mr. Carl, is this.
Mm-hmm.
That if a woman is really into you, interested in you, or attracted to you, she will take a sucker's money,
mm-hmm,
and buy you a ticket. She, mm-hmm, will take a sucker's money and go see you.
Right.
She will take maybe two suckers' money, or she will cash in that bracelet that sucker bought her to buy you a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, and again, I know it sounds like a fucking fairy tale and shit, Mr. Lucario, but when a woman's really into you, she will find a way to see you. Even if you are across a few states over, whatever the fuck, across town, you're the East Coast, she's on the West Coast. Because what these women do is that when they really into you, that means mentally into you, she's going to want to see you.
Mm-hmm.
And not only she's going to want to spend every waking moment talking to you on the phone or on Skype, but when there's an opportunity, look, you know, I can't come out there to see you, but you come see me. And if you can come see me, I'll either pay for half the ticket or I'll pay for the ticket to have you come see me when you're doing this shit right. And a lot of guys have never been in those situations, Mr. Lucario, because they couldn't fathom in their world that you mean to tell me a woman will buy you a plane ticket? A woman will come see you and you don't have to spend anything? I don't think they can. They believe that much in themselves, man. What's your call on that, brother?
Right. Now, real talk. And that's the thing. Like I said, like, if she's really interested, have that chick come to you. Because, again, you want that it's almost like how you say, give a girl your number,
mm-hmm.
and then have her call you. Because
right.
when she's calling you, it's showing that interest. It's heavy.
Right.
So the same thing applies here, is that if you have her come to you, you feel what I'm saying? Then it shows that the interest is really there. You see what I mean? And so that's the thing you want. You want to make sure that she is showing that interest first, because the way that women are, a lot of times, they'll be so fickle and flaky and all this other stuff because they like attention. You never know if she's, you know, because you don't really know this chick like that yet. So when you don't know her, when you don't really know the chick, and this is like the first time you're really fucking with each other, a lot of times you really want to test to see how compliant she is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You want to test to see how, like, if she's going to follow your instructions. Is she going to do what you say? And if she's extremely compliant, that's showing, extreme interest that she has in you.
Right.
And so then now you could say, okay, I notice this chick is compliant. She's doing what she got to do just to show this. So then now I can take her a little bit more seriously than I first thought, you know, when I was dealing with her. But, you know, that it is what it is, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. And one thing about a woman, Mr. Carl, she doesn't want to be last.
Right.
I think, and a lot of guys I can't connect this dot either. When you have or can get women,
mm-hmm.
that really piques her interest.
Right.
Because she knows if your time is not with me, your time is probably with somebody else because you got it like that.
Mm-hmm.
So what do I have to do? How can I operate to get your attention, to get you? And what's the only way to do that? You know what? Hey, what you doing this weekend? I'm going to come see you this weekend. Or, you know, I'm a little bit busy on this end, but you know what? I got a great idea. I'll get a ticket, a quick, you know, flight and have you come see me. So, a lot of people can't really see that kind of stuff, man. It's just but it can happen, brother. But you got the floor, man.
All right, cool. So I got this. Let me see which one I want to read. Okay. So it says, there's this girl at my school who I want to get with, but I've been hearing that she's a slut. I don't want to deal with her if she's going around messing with a whole bunch of guys. I don't want to be the guy to wife up a hoe. But how do I know for sure if this girl is a thot or not? I can't just ask her if she's going around campus. I really want this girl to be my girl, but I feel like I'll be embarrassed if I wife up a slut.
I have so many problems with this. I have so many problems with this. There's two roads I want to take. Let me take the first road. The first road, I'm going to take him, then I'm going to take guys. Okay. The first road is this. The fact that you even use the word wife up shows me that you're desperate, needy, and you're a loser.
Right.
You don't know shit about this motherfucking woman. What the fuck you mean wife up? The fuck you mean wife up? You don't even know the bitch. How the fuck can you wife up a motherfucker that you... See, this is... But you know what? It's funny, Ms. Licario, because this, what I just said, connects to the second road.
Mm-hmm.
You see, when people think like this motherfucker does, talk about wife up a bitch and shit that he doesn't even know, and then he tries to talk to the woman, and she realizes he's a creepy, weird loser who doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. What do you think he's the first thing he's going to say? Oh, she's a slut. Oh, fuck that hoe. Oh, she ain't shit. She probably sucking this person's dick and that person's dick. This is what happens. So what it is that he's a loser, and he's listening to his loser friends. Because all of them have tried to do one thing. See, it's one thing to go talk to a chick, you holler at her, she's not down, you charge that shit to the game. Man, I put my bid in, it's cool. But what these kids do today, if she doesn't like them, if she doesn't pay attention to them, if she's got this and she's got that, she's a slut, she's a whore, oh man, she's fucking all these other people. But if that was the case, Mr. Licario, Third Street, why would he even want a wife? If it's true, then why do you fucking even want to talk about wifing up a bitch that ain't shit? You see what I'm saying, man?
Right.
Shit, man.
Now, it's funny because, like you said, he's already thinking about a chick being a wife. But the problem with guys nowadays is, and this is always an issue, is that you shouldn't see a wifey material or even thinking about a chick as a wife should always come later as you know a chick. Like, if I don't know you, if I don't, because he's basically saying it's just a chick around his school that he liked, and he want a wife her, and he doesn't, I'm not even sure if he even, like, knows this girl or talks to her. He just heard she's some slut or whatever like that. So he's like, I don't know about if I want a wife or not. And I'm like, you're making decisions on shit that don't even need to be talked about at this point. You understand what I'm saying? So the thing is, for him, he's worrying about the wrong shit. See, the thing is, if you're in college, most chicks in college is getting down anyway, so all you need to worry about is hooking up. If he likes her, try to hook up with her. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Try to see what's popular with her on some, let's have some fun shit. Why are you worrying about having a wifey in college? Just do you and you know, as far as, like, having fun at this point. You know what I'm saying? Now, let's say you get with her, you get to know her, and she's chill or whatever, and everything's cool. You have been fucking around for a while. Then, at that point, if you see that, you know, she's a cool chick, then you can talk about this type of situation. But right now, he's putting the cart before the horse. I'm like, dude, what are you even worrying about? Wifey material or this chick being a wifey type and her being a slut and all this other stuff. It's like, dude, just making all these decisions. And I bet he hasn't even talked to this girl. I bet he doesn't even know this girl, really. He probably knows of her. There's probably some chick, like, in one of his classes or something that he's been, like, fantasizing about approaching. And he's already fantasizing about her being his girlfriend and everything. He's like, but I don't know if she could be my girl because I heard that she's messing with this guy and that guy. And I'm like, dude, what are you talking about? So guys need to get off that type of, you know, thought process, because that, to me, shows that those certain guys don't know what they're doing at this point. You see what I mean? Because you shouldn't, because the fact that you're even worried about that aspect of the situation of her being a slut, you know what I'm saying, at this point, and saying, well, I don't know if I want to wife her up, you're not even dealing with this girl yet. You haven't even fucked this girl. So what are you talking about? Like, you're in a whole nother, you're so way behind on where you need to be in the situation for you to even be bringing that type of thing up. You feel what I'm saying?
You know what's even worse is the fact, and I hope a lot of guys who are listening to this can read between these lines as we try and instruct you on something.
Mm.
What's even worse here, Mr. Lucario, is now this guy's in college.
Right.
Okay. How is it that you're going to allow other men to dictate what you do, number one?
Mm-hmm.
And how is it that you are worried about what other people think?
Right.
And if it's weak to us, what do you think it is to the woman?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to see, the thing is, now look. There's a, see, okay, let me educate them on sluts and shit like that. The only time a woman is really a slut and a whore is if you hear it from a guy like a Mr. Lucario,
mm-hmm.
not your loser friends.
Right.
There's a difference here, because when you hanging around fucking lions that fuck a lot, they not gonna lie. Listen, one thing motherfuckers that fuck a lot, they ain't gonna lie on their dick. They ain't gonna lie on the bitches they fuck with, but they ain't gonna lie on the bitch at all. If I meet this chick, and I'm like, I'm trying to smash that motherfucker. And Lucario say, man, nah, man, you got to watch out. That bitch, you know, that bitch is a real slut. Then right there, I know she's a slut. Why? Because real motherfucking men who have gone through her like a hot knife through butter can tell she's a slut. And I trust a man.
Right.
But let's look at this other, on the other side of the spectrum. A lot of these losers have nothing but what? Loser friends. Because you're a percentage of the people you hang out with. That's just how it is. I don't make these rules up. So what happens is the loser friends, hey, yo, mama. Hey, girl, what's up? Oh, man, what's good? What's popping, girl? And then she's like, man, I don't even want to waste energy. Oh, fuck that bitch. Oh, she's a slut. And then that loser goes to his other loser friend. He's like, "Well, I'm interested in an old girl over there." Ah, man, you don't want to mess with her, man. She's slutty. Two different people that you need to follow. Now, if you know any motherfucker that's a ladies' man, not a PUA, but a ladies' man, and he tells you she's a slut, then you take his word for it. But if you got someone who can't even approach a woman, tell you a woman's a slut, don't listen to that motherfucker, because he tried to get the pussy. He couldn't get the pussy, so he got salty, and now he's trying to smear her name, dog. So it's just two things, a dumb thing, brother. What's your take on that, Lucario?
Real talk. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, you gotta understand where the information is coming from, because he's saying, he's hearing things about her, and I'm like, where are you hearing that from? You could be hearing that from even other girls that's hating on her. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you gotta really see where that information is coming from, so you really know what the deal is. You see what I'm saying? And again, if a dude who is really like up on her and really making stuff happen with her, and he tells you this girl, she's on that other shit. Most of the times, dudes like that aren't even saying it in a way where they trying to make it seem as if it's a bad thing. So a lot of times when a person tries to say the chick is a slut in a bad way, it's usually not a dude who's a player. It's not a dude who
exactly
against girls. You know what I'm saying? It's a dude who, like you're saying, probably try to holler at her and she shitted on him.
Yes.
He's upset, which is why he's making it a negative thing. Like, oh, she's a slut, she's a whole blah, 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 blah. You see what I mean? A dude who really got it popping off, he'll probably just tell you, like, yo, my nigga, you should holler at her because she get down.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, and just real quick, guys, 515-605-9373 is the number y'all want to call in if y'all have a question. But this is the last thing I want to say on that, Lizicario. Is this simple for you guys? Call when you get done with this show, just pick up the phone and call one of your boys up and ask him what's going on. And if he doesn't say within the first three sentences, I just got done fucking, I just holler at this bad chick, this motherfucking bitch won't leave me alone. You know what? I got five bitches on my, I mean, just talking man shit. If he ain't saying any of that shit, don't ever listen to him again when it comes to talking about women. Now, this guy's like, hey, how you doing? What's going on? Nothing. I'm just sitting around. I'm doing nothing. I'm just here at work. You know, when y'all had those guys, those are the ones you don't listen to. Look, a motherfucker, when you around motherfuckers that's fucking and shit, I'm telling y'all, the conversations are about what you fucking, what you about to fuck, what you letting go, and what you about to get into.
Exactly.
If they ain't talking that in the first few, you are dealing with a loser, and don't listen to him. Because a real motherfucker, all y'all talking about is this bitch sent me a text message. I got a pussy picture. Man, yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do with this one over here. Man, I was over here and I ran into this side bitch over there and I did that. If y'all ain't talking like that, don't listen to that motherfucker when he talk about other women. Steer you the wrong way, Lucario.
Real talk.
All right, let me read this one here. All right, so I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh. I'm not laughing. I'm sorry. I decided to give my woman time to figure herself out. That's I'm sorry. Last night, my woman opened up to me about some things that were going on in her life. She's clearly under a lot of stress. She said her head's an absolute mess. She's been questioning herself. I'm sorry. Hold on, man. I'm like, hey, let me be serious. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mr. Carr. I apologize. Last night, I opened up about a girl that was going on. She's clearly under a lot of stress. Her head is an absolute mess. She's been questioning herself that she's not used to being in a relationship, among other things. She did say that she needs a little bit of space. But based off what I think about herself, I'm going to help her figure things out. This morning, I sent her a message thanking her for being honest about her issues, that I understand her, and I think that it's best that she takes time to figure things out. Maybe she will get in touch with whatever she figures out. Whether she wants to break up or stay together, I will respect that. I'm not breaking up with her. I just think she needs some space. I don't know if I made the right choice. What's your take, Licario? What do you think?
Wait, so the guy he said this is his wife?
Yeah, his woman. I don't know if his wife or not. His woman, dog. His woman.
She said she needs some space
to figure things out. Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like to me that she messing with some other dudes.
Ooh, wee.
That's what it sounds like to me. You know what I'm saying? Because most of the time, when a chick is sort of saying things like that, it means that usually that she has something going on, and that's why she's stressed out, because she's trying to figure out what's her next move.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so that could be what it is. Ooh. Because usually, like, if you're a girl or your wife or whatever it is, or whoever it is that you're close with or whatever, if she's stressed out about certain things, right? Usually she'll talk to you about it. You feel what I'm saying? She'll let you know what it is. But because she, but the thing is, if she's dealing with another dude, she can't talk to you about it. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So all she can say is, hey, you know, I need some space to think about things. What are the things you need to think about? Oh, I just need some. So the fact that she can't really talk to you about it, and because usually you gotta understand when a chick has shit on her mind, she'll yap at you. Oh, well, at work this and this and happening, blah blah blah, or with my girlfriend such and such, she said this and this, but now all of a sudden she just needs space. And she's being very vague. Why is that? Probably because she's fucking with another dude. You get what I'm saying? So she needs that space to sort of think about what she should do next. You feel me? But Steve, what's it going?
I'm still writing some stuff down. All right. So, wait, keep elaborating, Mr. Carr, because I'm writing some stuff down. Just keep elaborating.
I'm saying,
keep going for a second. All right, let me finish this.
That whole thing with the space thing is, again, that's her. I'm telling you, it's probably her dealing with another dude, or she probably could be thinking about, even let's say she's, for sake of argument, she's not dealing with another dude, she's thinking about why she's not really into the relationship
right.
She's in there.
All right, I'm sorry. I had to write this down because I was going off the top of my head, but I had to write this down. All right, guys, let me take y'all to school for a second, man, help y'all understand this and why I was laughing. And the reason I'm laughing is because this is our life. This is our life. This is it. I mean, if you peel back the layers of a Licario, Rosebud, me, and motherfuckers out there to get women, this is our life. This is it. This is like a deja vu over and over and over and over and over again. And I'm going to use 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm just going to use 7 things. Oh, Licario, 7 of millions. I'm just going to use 7. Just 7. I wrote 7 down, Mr. Licario. Wait a second. Let me see. Let me ask one more. 8. Let me add one more. All right. I'll write one more. Hold on. All right. Here we go. All right. Here we go. These are the words I'm going to use, and I'm going to break each one of them down real quick. Fun, exciting, sexual, romantic, adventurous. I wrote sexual twice, my bad. Passionate and creative. All right, let's just say take those 7. The average guy is none of these things. No, I'm not. It's Tough Tuesday. The average guy is none of these things. Now, understand this, guys. To a woman that meets an average guy, fun, exciting, sexy, romantic, adventurous, passionate, and creative, on a scale of 1 to 10, in her mind, well, in real life, it's a 2 when she's with an average guy. But a 2 in her world is a 10 because she's never experienced this with a regular guy. Fun, exciting, sexy, romantic, sexual, passionate, creative, okay? But as time goes by and she gets to know you a little bit more, she starts to realize that you are boring. You don't know how to talk to her in certain ways. You don't know how to make her feel. And Licario, I'm going to use you as an example. You coming around the corner, dog. So she is walking through life thinking that this is how marriage is supposed to be, or my relationship or my living. You know, it's supposed to have a little bit of fun, taper off, and just be mellow. Just a straight line. Just that's it. There's, you know, it'll be exciting on my birthday. It'll be exciting on Christmas time. He'll fuck around and give me some flowers every once in a while. Okay, well, this is my life. Now, here's this woman going out her door, whether it is at the grocery store, the fucking gas station, Mr. Licario. She could be at McDonald's, Walmart, Target, she could be anywhere. And then all of a sudden, she runs into this dark motherfucker from the Bad Boy membership. Miss Licario starts waltzing in there to a woman who has thought that this is the best she's going to have with this guy. But then what fucks her head up and makes her want to have time, because all this time she thought she had fun. All this time she thought she had exciting. She thought she had adventurous, sexual, passionate, and creative with the man she was with, when all along she felt like she was doing what, Miss Licario? Missing out. And when she meets somebody who brings all these emotions, because women are emotional, brings all these emotions to the forefront where most guys can't even get it out of the ground, then of course she's got to rethink things. Why? Because she's like, do I want a – you know what a steakum is? Mr. Cario, because I'm kind of old. You remember steak? Like any of y'all guys know about Philly cheese steaks or eat those? They're really thin layers of meat. They're called steakums, but they use those in Philly cheese steaks. So, Ms. Licario, all her marriage, all her relationship, and all this time, she thought that thin-ass piece of steakum or that Spam was fun, exciting, sexy, romantic, passionate, adventurous, and creative. It was the best thing ever. Until Mr. Licario comes around and gives her that T-bone steak. That $60 T-bone steak with the bone in. Marinated perfectly. It flips her world upside down. And the reason I was laughing, Mr. Licario, because I want to get your thought on this, is that this is how it is all the time with us. When we talk to women, why do you think women divulge information to us when we first meet, when we don't even ask for it? Why do you think they get into us when we talk to them? Why do you think they can't wait to talk to us, text us, call us, or message us? Because we are all the things that they've ever wanted in somebody, Ms. Licario, but they've never gotten. I didn't mean to go too long, but what's your take on that, fam?
Now, for real, it's funny you said that, how certain women will give out information, because just the other day I was chilling with my boy or whatever, and we was talking to this chick, and she was telling us about her boyfriend, and she was basically saying, like, yo, her boyfriend, she was like, yeah, he's kind of insecure, and, you know, I don't know what I want to do with him right now. Like, she's basically kind of, like, saying, like, damn, this guy is whack. You feel what I'm saying? And then, so what happened was, my dude ended up getting her number. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And mind you, she has a boyfriend. And
right.
She's giving my friend her number.
Right.
And so what happens is, like you said, they'll be with a guy that they don't really see as interesting or sexy or romantic or any of those things. And then it's like she's always looking for the better situation.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So all of that space and, oh, I need space for this and that, it's like, yeah, she needs space to think about, you know, when she should keep it moving. That's all that is. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, she's fighting feelings.
Right.
Look. She's trying to be loyal and faithful to this guy.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other end, and this is what we try to tell you, attraction or addictive or all these things are one of the things that make a woman go crazy, because when you get with a woman that when she's with you, she loses herself. Mm-hmm. She discovers new things about herself. She's not being judged. She is free to be who she wants to be. But yet she goes home to you where you cage her and lock her in. You judge her. You don't make her feel sexy or anything like that. Where the fuck you think she's going to go?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you got the floor, Kari. I'm just saying, man.
Real talk. All right, so this one is real quick. This last question.
Oh, we got two calls, though. I'm sorry. We got
two calls.
Let's
get to the
calls. All right, let's get to the calls. I'm sorry, callers. Let me bring in 202 to 347. 202, did you have a question, sir?
Hello?
Yeah, did you have a question, Big Dog?
Oh, hey, what's up, gentlemen? I'm 38 years old, right? All my life, you know what I'm saying? I never really had an issue getting women. Just recently in the past about a year or so, man, I kind of find myself falling in love. And, you know, first time in my life, man, you know what I'm saying? Fell in love with a little broad, you know what I'm saying? She was very receptive and everything. I was looking forward to actually moving forward with this woman. And then one day the bitch just died on me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm kind of dealing with, I guess, a little bit of confused emotions. You know what I'm saying? I guess how can I put this? Maybe I'm worded like this so we can help the audience out as well. Like, how do you deal with a broken heart? You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you deal with moving forward when you see yourself with someone a little bit different from just, you know what I'm saying, banging them, slutting them out or whatever, but you actually finally find that one that you think is that one in a thousand, you know what I'm saying, you done went through 999 punks to really come up on that one, and then, you know, I guess God had another plan, I suppose. But how would you suggest or what would you recommend to a dude just to kind of, like, get that off his heart and just move beyond that?
Macario?
Well, the thing is, you know, you got to see the problem just with relationships and just in general is that, you know, you're going to have these feelings for certain women and all this other stuff. But at the same time, you got to understand that there's going to be other situations you're going to be in where you're going to find other women that you're going to still have, you know, can have a good relationship with or end up having those same feelings for. You feel what I'm saying? But you just got to, open yourself up to that. Because the thing is, you know, you feel those feelings of, damn, you know, I missed this person, this happened or that happened, where we're not together anymore for whatever reason it is. But at the same time, as you move on, you know, you open yourself up to newer experiences. So you're going to find somebody else that you're going to have that same excitement, that same love for, that same feeling for. You just got to make sure you're moving on and not really making what happened before stop you from moving to the next direction. You see what I'm saying? So I think a lot of times what happens is if a guy finds a girl he's really into and really feeling and he was with her and it doesn't work out or whatever. And you said that she passed away. Is that what you said?
Yeah, she passed, man. One day, I mean, you know, we just had I don't know. She used all kind of terminology, soulmates, love at first sight. She, you know, I never believed in cliches like that. But I seen from the first day we met, so the day she passed away, we was together. We was inseparable. That was my little partner in crime. So it just kind of, like I said, I've had women before where, you know, they had enough of me and they left. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, cool, that's one less headache for real. But, you know, this one kind of really just kind of touched me in a certain way, man. I don't know, maybe because I'm getting older or maybe because I'm, well, I don't want to use that as an excuse. But, you know, I guess maybe for once in my life, I've actually kind of tapped into certain emotions that I never felt before. So, you know, I got a call one day. We was together one night. The next day, I get a call from someone. They said, man, is it true that Slim passed away? I ain't had no idea what they was talking about, you know. So that's just what I'm dealing with, man. I guess if I'm going to lose her to anyone, I guess it would be to God, I suppose. But, you know,
that's how I'm trying to comfort myself in it, though. Well, yeah, well, what I'm saying is this, that you're always going to meet somebody out there that you really click with, you're cut for, and I hate to use the word, that you will fall in love with. That happens. You know, you will meet someone out there. But what you got to do is you got to learn how to appreciate the time that you spent with her. You can't get her back. There's nothing you can do, but you just got to enjoy the moments that y'all had together and appreciate that time. But you got to find your own time when to let go, not let go, but to go ahead and feel that, okay, I can move on from that point. Because one of the hardest things to do is finding someone that you really click with. Then y'all can't be together for some odd reason or something. And you know what? Hey, I'm not saying it's going to be a little bit of pain to that. But as a man, you got to take that. You got to appreciate what you, and again, she passed away. So you just keep her memory and appreciate what you had, but don't lose out on life over this. Listen, mourn like you need to mourn, okay? Do it on your time, but don't do it forever, okay?
Hey, man, I really appreciate that, Mark. I think my biggest issue right now is when I do, I don't have a problem putting myself in a situation where there's other women, you know. But my thing is, like, when I get to start talking to them, I'm always trying to compare them, you know what I'm saying, because she done set, in my mind, she done set a standard for how I'm going to navigate throughout the rest of my, you know what I'm saying, the rest of my little journey. Like, if they don't even come, you know, within a few hundred feet of where she was, you know, like, I'd go through, you know, 99 of, I'd jump over 99 of them just to holler at her, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I interpreted her thoroughness. But, you know, I mean, I guess, you know, like man, I really appreciate just you know, just the opportunity, man, just to hear you guys' perspective on it. And, you know, I'm going to just keep on allowing myself to be, you know, in the situation, put myself in positions where, you know, they're going to be out here. And, yeah. So, man, I hope there's somebody else out here that's having an issue with, like, dating or whatever, because a lot of people can't even get women. So, and we on a dating show. So for them to hear how to kind of deal if they get their little heart broken, you know, I think that's it's imperative, because that's like at the end, so to speak, if it doesn't work out till death do you part or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So, man, I appreciate you.
Well, do you have Netflix?
I got access to it. Yeah, I don't really watch too much television, though, but, yeah, I could definitely reach out to it.
I always tell guys when they're ever sad or they broken like you're feeling right now, I would tell them to watch The Tudors. I think it was season 3. I've got the episode when Henry lost his wife, and he went in seclusion, and he was sad, and he was crying. He was going through all these crazy emotions. He's like, I miss her, and I need her. I miss her in my life and all this other stuff. But his gesture said, you know, why go on in the darkness? You know, the land of the wounded king is only thirst for rain at his majesty's disposal, meaning that if you are over here wounded and sad, on the other end you're not taking care of your castle or protecting the door. So you've got to mourn it and you feel it and accept it, but you're gonna have to move on eventually, man. But we're here to support you, okay, man? And we appreciate the call, brother. Okay.
I appreciate you, gentlemen.
All right, no doubt, man. We got one more call, Mr. Carr. I know we got to wrap this up, but 347. Sorry for the wait. What's your question, big dog? What's up?
How you doing, Mr. LaCari? How you doing, Steve?
What's up? What's up?
What's going on?
How's it going? Yeah, this is Jay from New York. I just got two comments and everything. The first one, I'm actually glad that you're on, Steve, because it made me thought of you, what you always teach men. I know you heard about the situation right now going with Will Smith when he was on his wife's talk show. And if you heard the story, what he was talking about?
No, I did not. You can,
Yeah. Now, his wife got like a little web talk show shit with his wife, Jada's mother.
Yeah, his sister.
And his daughter.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. And they had Will on the show. They were talking about a situation about when they was dating and stuff. How he was always in the Jada and they was dating. Now, they was at this party, right? And, you know, Will's entertaining and everything. You know, Jada, you know, came out her mouth and, you know, she told Will, shut the fuck up. So, he did, right? She said that out in the open in front of everybody and stuff like that, you know. So, you know, he did, right? He wrapped up a piece of in the head and pulled her to the side like, Jada, let me talk to you, you know, in the room, private room area, right? And he told her straight up, as a man, like, you know, listen, me, I grew up in a dysfunctional relationship. I seen my father punch my mother in the face, and I told myself, I do not want to live like that. I have relationships like that. So we not going to be cursing at each other. I'm not going to tolerate that. None of that dysfunction and everything, or I'm out and stuff. So Jada tried to test him again. So she like, you know, Will, motherfucker, shut up. So he's like, yo, you think I'm playing? I'm out. Goodbye. So Jada's all like, wait a minute. You gonna break up with me because of this? Because of what I say? He was like, yup, I'm not going to tolerate that. You know what I'm saying? Her. And unfortunately, you see they still together today. Because like you always said, Steve, the relationship that a man always supposed to have determines how the man leads and how... the man supposed to, woman gravitates towards the man and how he wants his relationship. You know, I'm sorry, I misphrased it wrong, but you always say that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, you know, women gonna treat you how you allow them to be treated. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Word. And that would maybe, no, I was like, wait a minute. Yeah, I mean, that's what maybe I was like, yo, I got to call that Steve, man. I hope he's online. I hope he sees this. I'll send you the link to it, too. Definitely, you got to watch it, definitely. But everybody looking at Will real differently. They always sleep on Will, talking about, because he perceived, like, this nice guy attitude, like, and everything. But he got alpha male in him, too, also, too, and stuff. And you know what I'm saying? For real. You know, yeah.
That's real cool. That's what you got to do, man, because, like, a lot of these cats just let their chick get away with anything. Say anything and they don't check them, and then this is why their relationships, you know, be fucked up. So it's like, you know, that's a good thing that he did that, and that's a lesson that a lot of guys gotta understand, is that, you know, if you can't just let your girl talk to you any type of way, because if you let that slide and you let that keep going, she's gonna lose respect for you, she's gonna keep coming at you like that, and it's gonna be getting even worse as time go on. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know,
yeah, definitely, man.
That's what it is.
No, definitely, man. All right.
Definitely,
well,
yeah.
All right, well, thank you.
And
what's the other one you got real quick? What's up?
Yeah, yeah. And I met the second one also, too. I was probably willing to give, like, a comment, advice out there to my fellow buddies of the situation I was on my cruise and stuff. And one thing I had to learn, too, also, too, that, you know, never let your homeboys determine what type of females you should fuck and everything. Just because they get ass because the woman they want doesn't mean you have to fuck them also, too. You got your own needs. You got your own taste. They got theirs. And that's something I kind of went through when I was on the boat ride with my peoples and stuff. And they thought they were trying to give me advice. And I tried to tell them, like, yo, man, I just wasn't into them like that, like the way y'all are. Or the fact is I'm not going to, you know, You know how she see guys in the club, like, say, for example, you see guys in the clubs and they haven't bat out nothing, so then, you know, when the last few hours of the club, they got to get something real quick, like, they'll smash anything. I'm not like that. I'm real picky. What type of woman do I want to fuck? You know what I'm saying? So I'm accepting, like, you know what? If I can't find a woman I'm highly attracted to that I want to fuck for the night, then I just keep it moving. I'll just bat zero. Hey. You got some fellas that will do that to other fellas like that. Yeah. <laughs> But I don't want to hold y'all up though. Definitely, you know, I just want to, you know, lay my shout out to y'all and tell y'all that. Definitely, I'm gonna send you that video link with, you know, with, to you, with Steve and everything. Yeah, so you can watch it. Definitely. All right. That's what's up, man. Thank you, brother. All right. Definitely, brother. Well, I know. All right. No, no, no respect, man.
So, LaCari, I know we got to wrap this up. We're a little over. You want to wait till next week to read that email, or you want to read?
Yeah, we can wait for the next time.
All right. Well, yeah, go ahead and let them know how to get in touch with you and stuff like that, brother.
All right. So, guys, make sure you go to badboymembership.com to join the Bad Boy Membership. Also, hit me up on Instagram at RealMrLocario and follow me on Instagram and all that shit. All right.
Yeah, no doubt, guys. And make sure y'all check us out. We got another show at, guess what, shit, in the next 50 minutes with Rosebud. Rosebud and I going to be chopping it up in the next 50 minutes, top of the hour, 1 East. So y'all look for that. Also, guys, don't forget, tonight is the night. We were here. We're going to be talking about places to go meet women at the club. We've been talking about this since September. Now we're here. So I gave everybody the night off. I was just sitting here on the phone with y'all motherfuckers telling y'all where the spots where to meet them bitches this whole week. So this whole week is Halloween week to meet these women. So we're going to be talking about that tonight. Anyway, guys, we appreciate all you guys. Get at Mr. LaCar if you can. Get at me at themanmindset at gmail.com. If y'all want to check out the erotic poetry, just send me an email. Just put poetry. I'll see you the link. Other than that, Mr. LaCario, I just want to say thank you, brother, and we will see you, man, next Tuesday, fam.
Peace.
All right, guys. Y'all be well. We'll see you. Well, I'll see you. The Cario's gone, but I'll see y'all at the top of the hour. We'll talk to y'all later, guys. Peace.